Republican Chris Stewart wants to change the way the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service counts species in peril. He's introduced the Endangered Species Improvement Act in Congress.
What it does is really simple, and it's really not controversial at all. It just requires the federal government to count all species, whether they're dwelling on private or on public lands, to determine the health of that species and whether we're making progress in protecting it and in recreating and increasing the numbers of those species.
Technically, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service already does count threatened and endangered species on private lands. It won't take a species off the list unless the population is strong and the habitat is protected enough for the species to thrive, and that's usually on federally owned lands. In Iron County, around 80% of Utah prairie dogs live on private lands, and that's stymied property owners. Stewart says the current counting system isn't working here.
I don't know anyone who wants to see this prairie dog extinct. Of course we don't. But we would just like a balanced approach and an accurate assessment of how the prairie dog is actually doing.
A century of hunting, then modern development, landed the prairie dog on the federal protection list in 1973. The Endangered Species Act has helped it come back. Noah Greenwald is the Endangered Species Director for the Center for Biological Diversity. He says the prairie dog's rebound shows the law works.
Representative Chris Stewart's bill is just wrong. It's working under the assumption that Fish and Wildlife Service only counts endangered species on federal lands, and that's just not true. This isn't about common sense reform. This is about opposition to protection for endangered species.
Stewart introduced the bill last week. Fellow Congressmen Jason Chaffetz and Rob Bishop are co-sponsors. Judy Fays, KUER News.